Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, drone racing, four-finger push-ups, and Pat tries staying alive. We'll do all that coming up right after this.
Diddy about Josh and Chick McGee. Two funny guys have a few drinks and watch TV. Josh and Chick, big radio stars. Catch them every morning, turn them on in your car. Ooh, yeah. Sucking on hot dog, mustard on the bottom.
That's right.
You got the movie tickets? Josh says he's got it.
That's right.
Chicky say, hey Josh, what if we ever have a fight? Josh says that'll be an awkward morning, all right. Ooh yeah, their bromance lives on long after the thrill of Bob and Tom are gone.
Well, I don't know about that.
Ooh yeah, their bromance lives on. Chick drinks on the porch while Josh mows his new lawn. All right, rock on. Ow!
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What did I do with the drone racing story,
Tom? I have no idea.
Man, Chick, I can't believe you lost it. You and I are such big fans of the drone racing.
Here we go. Yes, remember we saw that? We were in a bar and having wings.
Thought we were watching an alien invasion.
these drones.
Are you serious?
They were at a football stadium. And they were flying through goalposts and going up.
Awesome.
It was unbelievable.
It was like watching UFOs.
It was like 80 miles an hour. It was stunning. Stunning stuff, Tom. You can bet on almost anything these days, of course, and now you can bet on drone racing. Bets were taken this past weekend's championship of the DRL, Drone Racing League. That's right. Betting on the league's drone races is legal in Colorado, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Tennessee, and West by God, Virginia, with regulatory approvals pending in additional states.
Okay.
Consumer research has shown that drone racing fans are three times more likely to place a bet than fans of major sports leagues.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Well, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Consumer research has shown that drone racing fans are three times more likely to place a bet than fans of major sports leagues.
So if you're a football fan, you're
You're three times less likely to bet on football, but if you're a drone fan... Okay.
Yeah.
The Drone League is a privately owned New York company founded in 2015.
He doesn't even listen to himself.
No, I don't hear. No.
That's because, obviously,
I'm making a grocery list.
It's obvious they have a lot more disposable income because when you live in your parents' basement, there's typically no rent.
What are you talking about? Well, sounds like a really fun hobby.
A cool thing.
Yeah.
I wish some hero of yours announced that, I'm moving back in with my parents. I'm living in their basement.
You know, people own their own homes have hobbies, Tom. I don't know if you know this.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Do you have a hobby? You have a hobby, right?
No.
Chaos.
cleaning.
Complications.
Ironing outdoors.
What is your hobby? To perturb?
You do like to iron outdoors. Yes. Thank you, Pat.
There you go. Haven't done that for a while.
Well, really
last time I watched a drone race, you know who won?
Who?
The ceiling fan. I'll make a bet. I'll bet you the following. Most kids who got a drone for Christmas have already lost it into a tree. Okay, there's my bet. How do they get the guys small enough to ride in those things?
That's
tough.
Yeah, people just
do they
watch
use
it
the people that are small of stature?
They just watch it to see a drone crash. They don't care.
It's like jockeys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not about the competition.
Drone jockeys. I bet the races just go on and on and on. Is it time for a great world records?
It might be time for a great world.
Stupid world record.
A woman in the United Kingdom has set the Guinness World Record for most hula hoop rotations around where, Tom?
around, obviously.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Around the old buttocks.
What?
The bum, as they say in the UK.
They have specific records for certain body parts?
You have to see this. I know it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's not a hoop going around her waist, and it's not lower around her butt. Her backside, she shoves it out.
Oh, and it's going this way?
It's going vertically around her butt.
Badass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
That is quite
so
different.
She's kind of, what's the word, kind of twerking,
mm-hmm.
and the hula hoop is going around her butt.
Holy well, cow. As with everything in my sportscast, I have to do a little bit more research on this story.
Sure,
so
yeah.
So how many
yeah.
revolutions, or was it a timed thing?
Andrea M. of London, technically mm-hmm. at Badger's Drift. She has a cottage there next to Hargrove, which is next to Snatcher's Club.
Badger's Drift is getting full of people.
A total of 400 rotations on October 27th to earn the title.
Okay, Josh, come here and look at this.
Happy to.
It is just staggering.
This is a pretty good pregame workout, I'd say, Chick.
Look at this thing, Josh.
This
wow.
It's really something.
Josh.
She's kind of, what would you call it, kind of a shimmy as this thing rotates around?
Yes, I would.
Christy, you should look this up.
I am looking it up right now.
It looks great from the front, the back, and the side.
She's
perfected this.
She's a pretty gal.
Yeah. Well, she's as a
I never. Wow. Okay.
I've never seen anybody do that. It's kind of like
yeah, a, me. Either.
No, that is a balancing act.
My butt is not round enough.
You
to
know
do
what?
That. It'd be physically impossible for me to do.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I thought her butt would be bigger.
Sure.
I didn't you like?
Sure. Yeah.
It's not. It's not at all.
It's certainly very pronounced.
Yeah.
I bet you none of us could do this.
I'd try it.
You think you could do it?
No, I don't think I could
do it. Chick and Josh certainly are pretty much butt free.
Yes.
Oh. I'm pretty much butt free, but you could stick your butt out and try.
I can't do a regular hula hoop. I can't.
You can't?
I can't keep one up maybe two or three rotations.
Oh, you've got rhythm. Come on, Willie.
I used to be able to do it, but I can't get it anymore.
What you're doing now, I'm a big fan of.
Like, yeah, whatever that is.
I know what that is. The original headline of this was, a woman in the UK has set the Guinness World Record for the most hula hoop rotations around the bum.
Bum, yeah.
I thought, that boy, that's sad. Just grab some homeless guy.
Oh, Tom.
Sir, stand still. You'll eat after.
I'm trying to break a record, pal.
Is this the bottom of the comedy barrel?
Yes.
Pretty really much.
Confusing bum.
Picking on the homeless?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's an English word for buttocks.
But she has
or
a...
Or arse.
What is this? Do they still call it the badunkadunk?
Badonkadonk?
Oh, badonkadonk.
They never called it the badonkadonk.
They never called it the badonkadonk.
It sounds like some kind of donut stick.
Badonkadonk. A donut stick. What would that be exactly, Josh? You just stack donuts on it and walk around. Would you like a donut?
You're not familiar with a donut stick? They're kind of like a Hostess type product.
Sure, yeah.
They're perfect.
They're so good.
But I like your idea of a donut stick that goes through the centers. And
I can carry it around.
Like the king of donuts.
Can you imagine walking around with like nine donuts on the
hands
thing?
Off my scepter.
Hail my donuts.
I tell you what, have you looked at the video, Christy?
Yeah, I just posted it on my Twitter.
Once again, she's got the hula hoop going around her butt vertically. So it's not around her waist at all.
No.
It is. I'm sure that's really difficult to do.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
And it might take a certain anatomical... sort of shape to be able to do that. I'm not sure anybody could do it.
I'm really shocked that her butt's not bigger. I thought it would be big.
But Christy.
Would you agree with me that she's
can't be too
she's,
big.
She's a pair of yoga pants and panties away from being very popular on Pornhub?
She takes those off.
Oh,
that's popular anyway.
If she did that naked, you mean? If she...
Yeah, right. Yeah, of course.
That's what we. What it is now is a.
Oh, you wanted to be subtle about
clip.
It?
Yes, I was trying to be delicate, Christy.
Yes. Oh, for God's sake.
I would say she's got yoga pants.
To be delicate.
Yeah, it was.
Do you wear? I never really know this. Do you wear traditional panties underneath yoga pants?
I do. A lot of women don't.
Really?
Ooh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, cha-cha.
How about this? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have got to relax.
If you look at
hard to relax
pant.
When you're so horny, Willie.
You dog,
if you look at a yoga pant, they'll have like a pant, like a cotton liner in the bottom, so you don't have to wear underwear with them.
Oh, nice. To catch the farts.
You said
the old fart.
No,
catcher.
Not really. Not the fart
sifter.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Did you know Bagsy?
No.
That's what you yell if you, it's the equivalent to the saying shotgun in the United States. Shotgun before you go get in the car.
Oh, get in the car, yeah.
Bagsy?
Bagsy.
Really?
Huh. Sounds like a street artist, Bagsy.
In the UK, this is what you say when you're claiming something before everyone else, like the front seat in the car or the last scone.
Bagsy.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm. Sounds like kind of like dibs or something.
Yeah.
Did a lot of explorers yell that off a lot of ships in the colonial era?
Bagsy.
Bagsy.
My island. What's Hello. British for cigarette?
Let's
well,
not
there's
go there.
Several things.
Smoke.
What is wrong? Oh, I see. Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You're having a good time. What's British? It's real good.
Christy Lee is in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom.
Stupid world record.
A man in India has set the Guinness World Record for the most four-finger push-ups in 1 minute.
Ooh. Is
four
that,
fingers?
Is that two on each or
yeah.
4-0?
Yeah, it would tell us a little
could
bit about
be 3-1.
Yeah, he could be a shop teacher.
Former weightlifter, Lathang Bam.
Thank you.
Wham Bam.
Lamadama Dig Dong. Vidya Sagar Singh of Manipur earned the title after performing 85 push-ups using just two fingers on each hand, breaking the previous record of 70.
Jeez. Wow. Could you do that? Any of them? Like
two
one?
Fingers and a thumb?
You do one?
No.
I'll bet that guy's girlfriend's nipples are pretty,
nipples?
pretty stiff.
What?
Nipples. Yeah, better.
Boy, that's...
I was being kind.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
So he's doing push-ups? With
her gyno calls for the purple lady.
I don't even get that.
Strong fingers, pinching her nipples.
Yeah, but you would use your... Never mind.
Of course you would.
Thumb and finger, not two fingers.
Oh, you think this guy's using thumb and finger?
No, it's got to be two fingers.
How do you do
I
that?
I think he's using...
Wait, are we still talking push-ups?
Yes.
Oh, no. Josh and I moved way up.
Middle and index, right?
Right.
On your chance. Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yes, middle and index, I would think.
Oh, maybe he's doing pointer and pinky, Polly Walnut style.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Hey.
Okay, let's face it.
That gets you a better base, I guess.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I don't think I could do a wall push-up.
No, Josh, your idea of a four-finger push-up is one of those ice cream things.
That's right. Some sort of orange sherbet. Four of them in each hand.
They're delicious.
You are a mean
Do you guys know there's only one orange sherbet? That really really throws me every time.
Is there a company called Herbert's Sherbets?
Or Herbert Sherbet?
What?
Hey, go ahead and put some sugar in your coffee.
We can barely...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your daily static that you think's coming out.
Right. It's all Godwin's fault.
That's not a cricket in your ear. That's Tom getting...
Tom
shaking. Get the mic closer to your coffee.
If any of us had done, we'd be fired.
Watch this.
stop that. Can I tell you how radio works?
Okay. No.
So this guy did 80 something or whatever.
85 instead of 70.
Great job.
Yeah, great job.
Did any of us do it?
No. I don't think so.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if I could do a knuckle push up. Could you do a knuckles?
I can barely do a push up. Are you kidding me?
You can do a push up.
You want to hear a little bit of Tommy Dorsey?
No. Why?
What does this have to do with what we're talking about?
It's Herbert Sherberts. That's what he's doing.
No, the liquid.
I can't take it.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
And Sherbert.
Oh. That's right.
This is the song they play when something terrible is going to happen in a horror movie.
Yes.
And it shoots the Sherbert to me Herbert.
You see the killer from behind, naked.
Run. Yeah.
Sounds hunched over a sewing machine.
Yes.
What's that, Tina? You look over. Tina's got an alien for a head now. Get out of there.
Hey, and did we need a Clarice TV series? I'm just asking.
Jodie Foster, if she's not in it.
Yeah, but the girl's trying to sound like her. Did you see the promo?
Like her, yeah. Hey, Dr.
Well,
Lecter.
Yeah.
The character's from a certain region.
She's so great in that movie. I don't know why.
She is great in that
movie.
Okay. Josh, would you please write Willie's idea down? Because I think it's brilliant.
Do it better.
What's that?
In your horror movie, could you have shoot the Sherbert to me Herbert as...
It's a creepy tune,
oh,
yeah.
I love that. Yeah. He's Hannibal so perfect. Lecter.
Playing on some sort of warped Victrola type...
In the background. The guy's playing that, standing in front of a mirror, doing the old Vag dance.
Well, I'm not going to have that. I mean, that's been done. No, yeah.
Tucking it back?
I bet when you saw it, you went, damn it, I was going to use that.
Now I get mad whenever a movie doesn't have the man Vag. No man Vag?
Yeah, the only movies he likes is Silence of the Lambs and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Yeah. Those are the only two he watches.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that sports?
Yeah, that's sports.
Okay, now are you going to... Wait a second. I'm sorry, I had an inquiry. Is there going to be a special edition of the Shoe-In of the Week with respect to college football?
If Ohio State's defense, I just don't have a feel for the... If Ohio State's defensive backfield doesn't shape up...
You can't... The Shoe-In's always been for the NFL.
Thank you, Josh.
No, yes. It hasn't. No, he's been college before. No,
this year?
I don't think that's...
This year's 11 days old.
Whatever your...
2020
season
included.
You gigantic phallus.
Thank you. I didn't know you knew my doctor.
Man, let me think about it. I'll think about it. You and I have the same doctor. Okay. I'll think about it.
Okay. Okay. So there's no. Now you did a very nice job on the Shoe-In picks over the weekend. Granny got crushed.
I'd like to wallow in that for a little bit, if I could.
Okay. You can wallow in your victory. When will you be doing your NFL picks?
Friday. Okay. Again, once again, Tom. Friday.
Always on Friday. Yeah,
they've been on Thursday historically.
Nope, never. Hardly ever were they on Thursday, actually.
Thursday Night Football.
They always end up being on Friday.
Okay, well, no, thank you very much for joining us.
What?
Thank you very much. Talking turd.
Sports
fans. We're leaving early today?
We're never going to
leave.
Sometimes
always
he just talks.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what comes out of his
Please
mouth.
Don't.
As long as he's making noise.
Don't pass the ball
to
me.
Exactly right.
Don't pass the ball.
One of these days he's going to go, anytime we try to talk.
I have a feeling the next few bits, I'm sorry, the next few breaks, we're going to be playing some bits.
Yeah.
Christy!
A nursing home in Wisconsin threw a coronavirus vaccination disco party recently.
Hot dog.
Brookfield's Congregation Home hosted the party Saturday, where the Moderna vaccine was distributed to eligible staff and residents.
That's nice.
The area was decked out with balloons and streamers, and the disco music was on the stereo.
Why are old people getting it first?
I agree.
Give it to us healthy people.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, my God.
What are they doing?
The 86-year-old Navy veteran Robert Fisher said of the shot, quote, "It's like nothing, you know? You don't even feel it."
All right, well, good for you, Rob.
It was the first of three COVID-19 vaccine clinics at Congregation Home.
Playing the disco hits?
Yeah.
Okay, now,
Shane.
I got one for you.
You got a disco hit for us, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Disco like this.
Wait a minute, he has to tune his guitar. Hang on.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm an older man. Got time to talk. Cut my meat and cream my corn a long time ago. I was born, but now we dance tonight. We're going to be okay.
This is a hard voice to do.
Yeah, you committed to it, didn't you?
Can we take the key down a little bit?
Don't worry about the music.
I say start again.
What it lacks in difficulty, it makes up for, but we can't understand what you're saying.
You want us to get Dean in there to maybe get a little bass. Nice. Little thumping bass.
All right,
there
let's
for
do
you.
That next break. Yeah, let's figure out a better key.
Okay. Let's do anything. Okay,
listen, I'll tell you what. Don't lose your voice. I'll tell you what.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.